The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Shout out to you, P. Tweeney. Okay, let's get to that Chargers game since we've been dancing around it long enough. Yeah. Justin Herbert, my goodness. This game was happening at the same time as the Cowboys game, so I didn't get to watch it live. Unfortunately, by the way, the Cowboys, like the Chargers, also 4-1. No big deal. You mentioned it. I think this is clearly the game of the year so far. We saw the Browns drop a lot of offense themselves. The final score, 47-42. Anytime you get, you know, over 80 points in the game, it's going to be thrilling no matter what. Just really did kind of feel like a whoever has the ball last is going to win type thing as the game was unfolding. But Herbert, as mentioned, 26 of 43, 398 passing yards, 5 total touchdowns. The Chiefs did play some, you know, interesting mind games, letting Austin Eckler score late in the game. I think people are going to be a little bit harder on Cleveland than maybe they should be after this week, because I think that the Chargers really are that good. I mean, you might be right, Pete. It's a two-team race right now in the AFC between Buffalo and L.A., and everybody's kind of fighting for third after that. But, man, I mean, they look as – it's I'm sure it's not for you, but it's nice to see, like, all the offseason hype kind of, like, crystallizing together. This is what everybody envisioned in the most positive, you know, sort of outcomes, and here it is.
Yeah, I've been high on the Chargers since before the season started, and I just thought they were going to be a formidable challenge for the Chiefs, both in the division and in the conference, and they're proving it. It looks like a team that could go pretty far. You saw 8 lead changes in this game, which made it the best game of the year, in my opinion, with this back and forth, a lot of offense. It's very 2021 type of football game. Here's the research stat. Justin Herbert recorded his 11th career game with 300-plus passing yards, the most by any player in his first 2 seasons in the Super Bowl era. The new mark broke a tie with Mahomes and Dan Marino. So Herbert now doing things that Patrick Mahomes couldn't do. And I think you're starting to see the talking heads on these national programs start to say, would we take Justin Herbert instead of Patrick Mahomes? I wouldn't. I want to make that very clear. But I think the conversation is merited. I consider Justin Herbert, and I've said this before, the second best quarterback or the top 2 ceiling type of quarterback. You saw the difference between a Justin Herbert and a Baker Mayfield. And man, Baker Mayfield has that mojo right now, in my opinion, where it's just going to be a career of almost. He's just like, think Philip Rivers.
Like a career where like Browns fans are constantly arguing with people, you know what I mean? To kind of, yes, like, you just don't get it. You don't see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where like, it's that, like that totally makes sense.
Half the fan base pro, yeah, Mayfield. And I'm not big on Mayfield being the type of quarterback that's going to get you to the quote unquote promised land. Herbert is that for me. More than 1,000 yards of offense in this game. The Browns were badly injured. Newsom was inactive. Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams were injured in the first half, so that did not help. The defense would look pretty good going into this game. Mike Williams was wide open twice in this game, and it was bad. We just talked about the Sorensen. It was like those Sorensen type plays. Joe Lombardi has reinvented what is a healthy Mike Williams. Brandon Staley said this after the game: to win a game like this, one that turns into a track meet, you have to have a superstar quarterback to win it. That's what Herbert is. Like I told the team in there, the reason why he's being able to play how he's capable of playing is because he has a really good team around him. And I think it's important to recognize this, and RJ, you know this well, the LA Chargers, they've only lost one game, and it took a 52-yarder by your boy, Greg the Leg. And so they could very easily be the only undefeated team in the AFC, if not for that 3-point Cowboys loss. And I think they're playing like it. And again, the Chiefs are 2 behind in the division, and the Chargers are in the proverbial driver's seat in the AFC. Let's see what they do with the keys.
You know, I think you can make an argument that the Chargers have the highest quality record so far in the NFL. Obviously they've won 3 games in a row after losing to Dallas, as you mentioned, at Kansas City, against the Raiders on Monday Night Football. By the way, back-to-back AFC, you know, West games delayed by lightning. What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Like, Lightning, Chargers, it's really kind of, talk about come up of the week here.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.